Blog Talk Radio.
My nigga, I made him a million, now fuck it, we all rich. I ain't tryna have babies right now, so we part with a rubber, but I got a raw bitch. Know this money bring Evie, you probably won't beat me, but bro, we can't be about no small shit. Overseas got a crowd doing my shit. Can't believe that I'm still in an apartment. Businessman went and got me in office. Million dollar deals, I get them often. Me and Dollar was serving on Spawn Street. Hot legit, he gon' stay with the chopstick. I got raw, that shit made me a monster. He bitch, you know this my sister, my mama. Now they houses as big as they want them. I didn't run up no motherfucking commas. Look at Lil Donald. Living like we in a race. I might come in first and second, but I won't ever be last. Lately I've been in my bag. Bro told me don't take my foot off the gas. They give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a tender for foul. City to city, got girls going wild. And I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo Solo got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't leave them in the breathing room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you a rat, so you know what's gon' happen. Whenever we catch you, I run with them straight. See all the moves I've been making, by the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greats. Watch how I move with this paper, I know if I slip up one time, they gon' try to come take it. Really, it getting these niggas be faking. I don't want they vibes, so they hand ain't shaking. She on that 42 straight with no chaser. I'm tryna get out of here and go taste it. Yeah, my diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, did you hear me? I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, did you hear me? I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. Wake up every day, somebody harassing me. I got rich, they need money, they asking me. I was sitting in jail, they look out for me. Ones who need me, no same ones who doubted me. I been handling my own, they can vouch for me. They way down with me, know that she proud of me. Turn the heat up, ain't nobody hiding me. Everywhere dollars be, that's how I gotta be. I didn't gave her the word, now she not leaving. Said she love me to death, told her stop breathing. He try to do what I do, but we not even. I want all of the beef, I am not vegan. Boy, you said it was smoke, nigga, stop speaking. Vince, the door drop the top, I can't stop speeding. Trying to see if this bitch hit the top speed. Hit the bitch from the back, have a knock. Call me baby ho, I control the rock. If the rap slow, I control the block. Yeah, I'm really it, hey, you niggas not. Got a couple coups, I can drop the...
I'm running on high. I'm running on high, y'all. Running on high today. Thank you guys for tuning in and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. Those of you who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. The call-in number to the show is 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to today's show. And if you'd like to give your comment or your opinion on today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. All right? Again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Right? Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know today is, what, Tuesday, right? Are we on Tuesday? We are on Tuesday. And I appreciate all you guys every day, okay? And so thank you for listening in to the show, and welcome. The call-in number is 516-531-9483. That's, again, that's where you can call in and listen live to today's show. Now, a couple of things I wanted to talk about before I jump into the show is that, you know, one of these senators, not sure which one, but one of these Republican senators talked about talked about the name, image, and likeness money
that these kids are getting now in college sports. And when you think about it, you know, he's thinking the way he thought he was taught to think. You know what I'm saying? He's thinking the way he's taught to think. He says that he can't root for a teenage kid already making millions of dollars. He can't root for him in sports. I'm like, oh my God, what does that mean? What does that mean? You can't root for him. Man, it's, you know, but what I'm saying is, I'm trying to type at the same time, guys, and excuse me, and put something out there, but I don't understand how you can say that, you know, he's, you know, he can't root for someone, a kid that's 20 years old, a teenager that's making millions of dollars. Well, why not? You root for these professional athletes. You root for them all the time. They making millions of dollars. They not far removed from teenagers. You root for them, right? Then what's your problem? The problem is the African-American kids now, or the black kids, you want to call it, are getting a lot of money through this name, image, and likeness deal that they have going on now. So, you know, what this has done is it has created a way to pay the athletes just like you used to do. Just like you used to do. So continue to pay them. You know, continue to pay. Okay? Continue to do what you need to do to make money. You know, if it wasn't for the if it wasn't for the white Americans who had a say in this, it wouldn't be going right now. If the college board or whomever voted for this name, image, and likeness was filled with black men, it wouldn't happen. Okay? But the white men are the ones who made it legal, so to speak. Okay? And now they're saying that it's not good for the sport. Well, why not? You guys making millions and millions upon millions of dollars in this thing. Coaches are making millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. But the kids don't make anything. And then you sell their jerseys all around the stadium, all around the town, all around the state, all around the country. World sometimes. And now you want to say, hey, they shouldn't be getting any money. Well, why not? It's their name, it's their image, it's their likeness. Right? But they're exploiting these kids. How are they exploiting them? By paying them to do something for them? It sounds like being a contractor for that company. Come on, man. Let's wake up. Let's wake up and start doing things right. okay? Let's do things right. Make the right moves. Okay? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in and listen live. Today's show is entitled Funerals and Families. Wow. Funerals and Families. Wow. Okay. And what I want to discuss is what happens when a family member passes on. And what I mean by that is, you know, I'm going to talk about the family, the funeral, the people, the relatives, the mortuary. The mortuary. So let's start from the top. Okay. Let's start with people. Now, who passes on? Let's say grandma passes on. And grandma, has a house of her own. Okay? Granddad died a while back, and grandma has a house of her own. So, when grandma passes, now the heirs to grandma takes over her property, her belongings, or whatever, right? Isn't that the way it should be? You have to get the property deeded to you and all. What happens is, if grandma got two or three kids, now here comes family. So, but let's continue with the people. The people of this thing is grandma passed. Now, grandma and granddad passed. Now, grandma passed last, so now grandma's house and all her belongings go to her heirs. Her heirs are three kids. Two boys and a girl. One of her boys died, so the heirs to that boy, his kids, if he had kids, now they would now be part of grandma's, estate. Okay, so it's 33, 33, and 33, right? So it's three of them. If it was four of them, it'd be 25, 25, 25, and 25, right? So it's three of them, so it's 33, 33, 33. Anyway, so think about that. So, but two kids that the son that passed had, these two kids have to split that 33% and break down to four people after that and say 25, 25, 25. No, it's still got 33 over there on that leg right there. Okay? So let's keep going. So then, you say, take over. And now nobody wants to take over and take care of the property because there's money owed on it and no one wants to pay. Right? No one's living there. You got your own place. You're living. No one wants to live there. So what do? You bring in family. And you say, family, what do we do with this place? And family told you what to do with it. I told you to sell it. I told you to sell it. But then, no. You say, Someone else in the family say, no, we're gonna rent it out. We're gonna make money off it. Okay. But then so you didn't sell it. If you had sold it, think about this. If you had sold it, you would have pocketed or you would have netted $80,000 of profit from that thing. Now, 80,000 divided by 33 or divided by 3? Two times 3 is 6, 20, 6, 18, then 20 more, that's 6 and 6 and 6. That's 26,000 dollars a piece that three people would have taken. 26 times 3, 3 times 6 is 8, carry the 1, 3 times 2 is 6, 1 is 7, $78,000. A little over $26,000 you would have gotten if you'd have sold the house. You brought family in, they say, don't sell it, we're going to rent it out. So you rented it out, you didn't sell it. So you didn't take home that $26,000 that you could have taken home. You didn't do it. So you rented it out. So it got all screwed up. Okay. And then the next thing you know, you lose the house. You lose the house because now one of the heirs died and no one else wants to take it, so they went, I've been with it. There it goes. And you lose the house. Okay? Taken over by someone. I don't know. I don't know who took it over. You have to look up the records now to find out who's got it. Okay? So, then you say, oh, man. It's gone. Didn't get $26,000. Everything gone. $80,000 down the drain. Gone. Because of family. Because of people. Now relatives want to chime in. Say, what y'all do with Big Mama House is over there? I would have loved to bring me in there. I would have been there now. I would have partied in there. I would have did it. Nah, you wouldn't have. Why you ain't come when you found out Big Mama? Why didn't you? Relative? And relatives will show up, though. They come, they going to show up. Now they think Big Mama had a little something. So they going to show up trying to spike on anything that they can. It's right after the passing them. It don't take long. It don't take long. Now everybody's scrambling, looking for life insurance policies, everything, looking through everything, trying to find this and that. We don't know where it is. But you stumble upon a couple of things. Now, you got to go to the mortuary. And the mortuary, you know, it takes, they take care of you. They let you know what you need, they got what you need, they tell you how much it's going to cost, everything, right? Right? Okay, so they tell you what everything's going to cost. And you say, here you go. I thought, here you go, this policy and this policy. And then she got this policy. She got another one for $2,500, but that don't add up to what you're talking about. We're going to have to come up with some more cash in order to get her the burial that we want to give her. This at the mortuary. Now, when you come back and say, oh, we need some cash from everybody to put Big Mom in the ground the way we want to. Hello? Now the relatives scatter like roaches. They're gone. They're gone. We're going to move on until the funeral. We'll be at the funeral. Now come time for the funeral. And everybody come to the funeral. Everybody go to the cemetery. Everybody go back to the house, wherever we having food at, and eat, and drink, and talk, and have a little fun. Now, the next day started to come in, and you started to say, we got to figure out this, these situations with the money and this and that, this and that. Now, the problems come in. And everybody want to fight. No one wants to say, okay, we got this, this, and this. Let's write it down, put it on paper, and let's see what we have, what we can do. Okay? And then we'll say, oh, my goodness. Let's make it happen. If you see what you have and what you gotta take care of, you figure out what you got. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. But family just act a fool when someone passes on. I don't care if it's a $10 million estate or a $10,000 estate. They want their share. Whatever they think it is. Long lost son that you thought your dad had or your grandma had or your uncle had or whoever had shows up. And like, that goes Junior. Junior, he came to his dad's funeral. We ain't seen Junior in 23 years. Now, Junior done showed up. Now, Junior wants some money. Everybody can get some money. You might get a couple pair of shoes or something, a suit or something, but money? Nah. That's not happening. Money, that's not happening. At all. At all. Okay? Money is not happening at all. Hey guys, and that's all I'm gonna talk about as far as the family goes and the funerals, but I tell you guys, if you and I don't wish this on anybody, but the time is gonna come one way or the other that a family member is gonna pass away. And you probably already experienced it though. Sure, you've already experienced the highs and lows of a family member passing and how the family reacts to that and how they look to better themselves from that. You know, you should better yourself from that. You should try to have adequate life insurance in case something happens. Okay? You should. Okay, you should. So, work it. Make it happen. We should be where something happens and someone passes on. You should have enough cash or whatever to take care of to take care of the mortuary, okay? To take care of the immediate family, people that are involved. And to be able to you know, have a good time and reminisce with the relatives that you hadn't seen in 23 years. That's what it's all about, guys. Try not to forget that, because I experienced it and it haunts me today. My mom been gone since 2005. That's 18 years. And her passing, you know, just still haunts me today. I'm not asking for sympathy. It's just the way it is. And, you know, things happen. You learn from it, or you hope you learn from it, and keep moving. That's where it has to be, guys. Come here every day. This is also life. Part of our lives. You can act a certain way at home, but when you get to work, things have to change. So anyway, guys, you just, you know, take care of yourselves, your funerals and families, and try to do things right. Try to do things the right way. Try to make the person that passes on, try to be that, the one that helps them to be whole at the end, as far as, you know, they said, hey, I want this to go to them, I want this to go to him, I want him to get this upon them. And they'll divvy it out. Do what they ask. Don't not do it because you want to gain from it. Do it because that's what the person asked for. That's what they asked for. Okay? That's what they asked for. And, you know, that's what they asked for, or that's what they wanted to happen, and that's what they wanted to happen. If they wanted to give them $1 million and give you $40,000, then that's what they wanted to happen. You can't not do it because you don't want to do it, because you don't want to do it. You gotta get it done. That's what they want. That's what they want, guys. That's what they want. Okay? So, do the best you can. Again, you know, all I can do is kind of, you know, say things that I believe in, and things that I, you know, try to make happen. But man, all you can do is try to continue to teach and teach and teach and teach. Every time you come do something, I want to teach something. Every time you get around me, I want to teach something. Teach, teach, teach. Anyway, hey guys, that's all I have today. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Take care of yourselves, guys. Take care of yourselves, guys. Do things the right way. Be that person to do things the right way. Be that person. You can't control anyone else. Okay, but be that person yourself to do the right thing. Hey guys, take care of yourselves, and that's in everything. Okay, do the right thing in everything, not just here. Try to do the right thing everywhere you go. Try to do the right thing. That's how you continue relationships and make things go. People can't continue to do the wrong thing. Okay, so if they get around, you know, hey, what you see on this is people get around the wrong people. okay? You get around the wrong people, you're going to start doing what they do. Okay? And then that might not be a good thing. If you hang around a dopey all the time, you're probably going to become a dopey. That's why you have to have rules for everything. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. This is Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Listen to Stir Fry Baby.
No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Undiscriminate ball players coming all sides. Single roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat goal. Why you keep looking at me? I feel like nigga got static. It must be the fatty. Pocket blue cheese, I'm in that kitchen. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Like a stir fry. Keep watching me whip up, still keep real and sane. Stand for a dog in the nighttime. In the kitchen wrist, twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisted like a stir fry.